Hi, Scott here. You may know me from Pocket Sized Podcast. You may know me from Life. You may know me from your spam filter list. You may know me from your avoid at all cost list. I don't know. I thought I'd start audio booing again. It's kind of a dumb name, but it's a good little way to just do little updates that don't really fit into anything. Peter and I are going to start another podcast that's just going to be rambling, us trying to justify our existence, you know? When you lose as bad as we do on a daily basis, you have got to start putting material out there to justify your existence. It's not a choice. The funny thing is, I sent Tim a copy of some of the stuff that we recorded that we thought was going to be episode zero, and said, hey, we might be having a new podcast. If you're interested, we can put it on Stoplight Network. I don't think I've heard from him since, except when he told me that an episode of Pocket Size Podcast was live. I think that's it. I think whatever friendship I had with Tim is dead, which is the effect that my podcasts often have on people. Pocket Size Podcast, maybe not so much, because we try to stick to the iPhone, the iPad, blah, blah, blah. I don't want this to be a commercial for that, but you know what I'm saying. Can you hear the rain? It's a rainy Pacific Northwest day, and as long as the rain doesn't stop, I love it. I like the rain. I don't like when it stops and then it's just a gray day. I don't know why, but there's a physical change that occurs in me that makes me want to kill myself. And I'm on the top of a parking garage, so that is possible. I could do it. Don't make me. As long as it keeps raining, I'm okay. We're safe. I gotta get down off of here before it stops. Anyway, yeah, so, Tim, sorry. You know that I like you and respect you, and I'm sorry that I sent you that. It's like throwing a burning bag of, you know, dog poo at somebody's door and pretending like they're your friend anyway. I don't know. I don't know why. But anyway, now it'll be fun. We need a therapy cast. We need to vent. We need to rage against the machine. There's a guy named Brian Jesta in the UK, sorry, Brian Page, who goes by the name Jesta for his music. And Brian, I talked to Brian, I think we're going to be getting some custom music for that podcast and maybe for Pocket Size Podcast as well. I need to talk to him again. He's pretty busy right now, but that would be sweet. Yes, a real musician who knows what he's doing, no doubt. I'm going to be really curious to see how this sounds because my iPhone 4S, while recording either audio or video, you know, obviously anything with audio, it's been getting a lot of hiss. I found some stuff online about how the noise cancellation mic can get clogged up. I tried cleaning that out. The other mic can get clogged up. I tried cleaning that out. There was a procedure some people claimed would reset the noise canceling, and I tried that. I think it's defective. Other people have gotten their iPhone 4S's replaced, or even their iPhone 4 is replaced because of this hiss that happens while recording. So, hey, if there's a lot of hiss, it's because I haven't gotten my iPhone replaced yet. I just want you to know that. I'm sitting on the parking garage at work, and a lot of people are starting to drive in, and it's not that I look like an idiot talking to my phone. Why would I look like an idiot? This is 2011. Haven't these people seen? Look, it's not like I'm walking around with a Bluetooth thing in my ear. That is so, I don't know, late 90s. Early 2000s, it deserves a beating, right? That went out of style about the time that scratching out messages on papyrus leaves went out. Or clay tablets, whatever. It's gone. I never did that. I never, ever had a Bluetooth thing in my ear. And thank goodness that trend is dying. Yay! There's some things that shouldn't be resurrected. Old video games coming to iOS on a routine basis. Hey, that's great. Stupid things in the ear? Not so much. Don't want to see that again. All right, I got to go to work. You guys are holding me up. Look, I like you. I'm glad that we met today. I'm glad that we bumped into each other. But I have work to do. Let me go, people. Let me go. And, yeah, why don't you get to work, too? I'll talk to you later. I'll be doing these on a semi-frequent basis until I don't. Later.